What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Okay, I spoke to Steve Gunn not too long ago. He's down here in October, October the 20th, Thursday, playing down at the Tuning Fork, and at the Others Way on Saturday the 22nd of October. We just did a bit of a guest selection feature where he chats about some of the music that he's into and has inspired his playing. Also during this feature, I have a 1 year Auckland Art Gallery membership to give away. Being an Auckland Art Gallery member will mean that you have free unlimited entry to paid exhibitions, exclusive exhibition previews, members lounge access, invitations to regular talks or behind the scenes tours, movie discounts at Rialto Newmarket, and more. You can see the full benefits at aucklandartgallery.com. Become a member today and support your art gallery. If you're keen on this membership, you can give us a call through 93879 or text us on 5395 with your name and your B card. Here's Steve Gunn talking about his inspirations.
Well, of course, like one of my favorite kind of guitar songs is Marquee Moon by Television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this song to me was something. I mean, I think this came out in 1970, so of course I wasn't really around then, but listening to rock music and listening to bands and hearing influences and kind of learning about where bands were coming from, specifically in New York, you know, I was really drawn to this song because it's pretty expansive, and the way that the music interacts, it's sort of mixing these kind of tonalities with the guitar, and it just sounds different than most rock songs. And I know this, you know, their influences are kind of shown in this tune, like that they're listening to other kinds of music like jazz and different stuff, and there's this guitar interplay that I think a lot of musicians, even myself included, but people sort of have kind of adapted into what they did just right after that this came out. I think it maybe took a while for people to kind of understand it, but I know that, you know, some of my musical heroes growing up, you know, people like the band Sonic Youth and some other bands in New York really cited Television as a kind of main, big, huge influence. And just looking back at rock and roll and the 70s, this song specifically is definitely one of my big favorites.
How he done got me. hesitating.
What else springs to mind, Steve Gunn?
There is one of my other favorite guitar players who was more, well, he was a jazz musician, and his name was Sonny Chirac. He lived in New York, he lived into the 90s, I think, and was playing in the 60s too. So it was, he had a long career, and I think later on in his career, he started really bridging a lot of gaps with rock and jazz. He always kind of had a rock style, and was pretty, in the beginning, he was pretty free-formed, and later I think he kind of honed in this kind of tonality and like skill set, but was playing with a lot of master musicians. And he made this record later in his life called Ask the Ages, and it came out I think in the early 90s, and he plays with some of the best jazz musicians of his generation, who are Farrah Sanders plays saxophone and Elvin Jones plays drums. And I can't remember who the bass player is, but it's a really incredible band. And there's a song, I'll just suggest the first song from this record called Ask the Ages, and the song's called Promises Kept.
We'll be right back.
Deep in the Mix here with Steve Gunn on the guest selection. That's some jazz for you. Jazz for you on a Wednesday evening. Let's check back in with Steve Gunn.
Yes. Amazing. Perfect. You're a pro. Have you done this before?
No. I don't think so.
All right. Well, you're doing a wonderful job of describing the artist and a bit of background on them. What else springs to mind? What other tunes?
There is a song let me pull this up.
Look at your best of 2021 on Spotify, yeah, most played.
There's a lot of music that I've been listening. There's just stuff that's been on rotation, and I've been listening to a lot of Brazilian music.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one song. Does this song have to be like on? Does it have to be on like a streaming service?
Can I find it on the internet somehow?
Yeah, like
it's available. If it's
like YouTube, maybe?
If I can find it anywhere on the internet, I can track it down and it's good to go.
I can send it to you.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, hold on just one second. Let me see something here. So João Gilberto was a Brazilian master guitar player, and he made a bunch of amazing records and was married. Sorry, hold on a second. Let me start over. I'm trying to find this song so everyone can. Okay. I've always loved Brazilian music. And lately within the past 2 years, I've been really, I was listening to a lot of Brazilian music before I started writing this last record, and was really kind of getting a little more deep in the formalities of it and listening to how the guitar playing and the accompaniment has this kind of fluidity to it. It's almost the sort of jazz sort of feel, and some of the style of guitar playing I'm really into lately, and it's been influential on my own writing in a way. And one of my favorite singer-songwriters from the early times, I think he started an early samba and then kind of started writing his own music, is João Gilberto. And he made a record, he's probably made records since the early 60s, but he made this one record that came out in 1973. And it's just a solo record, and it's just his name. There's just like a picture of him on the front. And the first song on the record, it's not even, I don't think it's written by him. It's sort of more of a classic Brazilian song, folk song that other musicians played, his contemporaries played. But there's this song called Águas de Março, Water of March. And it's just the way that he plays the guitar and sings, it's just so, the rhythm of it, it's such a simple thing. I think there's just like a very minimal accompaniment, some kind of like shaker or a hi-hat, and the way that he's enunciating the words and singing and the guitar playing is just it's just mind-blowing. And it's this sort of rambling, rolling tune that I listened to incessantly and still do.
Sozinho, caco de vidro é a vida, é o sol, é a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol, é peroba do campo, nó da madeira, caingá, candeia, é uma tita pereira, é madeira de vento, tombo da ribanceira, é o mistério profundo, queira ou não queira, é o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira, é a vida, é o vão, festa da gumieira, é a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira, das águas de passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira, é uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão, regato, uma fonte, pedaço de pão, é o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho, no rosto desgosto, é pouco sozinho, é estrepo, é prego, é uma ponta, é ponto, pingo pingando, uma conta, conto, peixe, é gesto, é uma prata brilhando, a luz da manhã, o tijolo chegando, é a lei, é o dia, de cano, estilhaço na estrada, o projeto da casa, o corpo na cama, o carro enguiçado, é a lama,
bomba rama, um resto de mato na luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Uma cobra, um pau, é João, é José. Um espinho na mão, um corte no pé. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. Um resto de toco, um pouco sozinho. Faço uma ponte, um sapo marrão, um belo horizonte, uma febre tensão. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. O resto de toco, um pouco sozinho. Um caco de vidro e a vida é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. O resto de toco, um pouco sozinho. Um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do campo, nó da madeira, caingá, candeia, uma tita pereira. É madeira de vento, tombo da ribanceira. É o mistério profundo, queira ou não queira. É o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira. É a viga, é o vão, festa da cumieira. É a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira. Nas águas de massa, é o fim da canseira. É o pé, é o chão, é a marcha estradeira. Passarinho na mão, pedra de atiradeira. É uma ave no céu, uma ave no chão. Um regato, uma fonte, um pedaço de pão. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepo, é um prego, é uma ponta, é um ponto. Um pingo pingando, uma conta, um ponto. Um peixe é um gesto, é uma prata brilhando. A luz da manhã, o tijolo chegando. É a lenha, é o dia, é o fim da picada. É a garrafa de cano, estilhaço na estrada. O projeto da casa, o corpo na cama. O carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama. Um passo, uma ponte, um sapo marrão. Um resto de mato na luz da manhã. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. Uma cobra, um pau, é João, é José. Um espinho na mão, um corte no pé. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. O resto de toco, um pouco sozinho. Um passo, uma ponte, um sapo marrão. Um belo horizonte, uma febre tensão. São as águas de março fechando o verão. E a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. O resto de toco, um pouco sozinho. Um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. São as águas de março fechando o verão. É a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Excellent. Shall we go for one more, I reckon?
Okay. One of my other favorite songs, one of my favorite guitar players and singers that kind of has had a huge influence on me is Richard Thompson, who is an English guitar player who was in the band Faircourt Convention when he was quite young. I think he was in that band when he was 19. And there's a song that I really love called Calvary Cross. And that song kind of has this, it has a really interesting, I could even compare it in a weird way to this other song that I selected, where there's this just incredible simplicity to it and it has this really interesting rhythm. And the way that the song is recorded and the way that his guitar sounds, his guitar almost doesn't sound like, he has this singular sound. For me, I think my favorite guitar players are ones that are kind of instantly recognizable and have this, not necessarily virtuosic, but their own kind of personality to them. And I think that Richard Thompson's playing has this voice that is just him. Is just him. And I, as a player and as someone who's not interested in being completely flashy, I've always tried to kind of hone in my own sound. And I hope that some of that kind of approach of creating your own thing has worked over the years. And definitely Richard Thompson is a big influence. And this song, Calvary Cross, is one of my favorites.
Excellent. And Steve, one of yours. Yeah. One of yours and why? Just something that might appear in the set list that you look forward to playing each night.
There's a song called Fulton that I quite like. That's off of my new record that I've been enjoying playing because there's this almost, you know, it's interesting to bring this up and think about it in real time. But when I think about that song, Fulton, I think about this song, Calvary Cross, and how his... that song is kind of a direct influence to this song, where there is this break in the middle, and I kind of tried, and there's a guitar lead, and but it sort of gets louder and more kind of rough. It's a very gentle song, but there's a middle part that gets sort of loose and scruffy, and I kind of like trying to balance that. So I think I also quite like playing this song solo because it kind of gives me an opportunity to be a little expansive when I'm doing something pretty delicate, and then it sort of shifts, and I like that side of that kind of interplay. So I'd recommend that playing that song on the radio.
Excellent.
Steve Gunn, Fulton, he's playing at the Tuning Fork on Thursday the 20th of October. You can get tickets from Banish Music and or see him at The Others Way on Saturday the 22nd of October. He's a legend. We'll see you there.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.